Rowan, we made sure that our rights were honored. But anyway, a different era and so on. These kids now, they run 37, 42, it doesn't matter. They just do the things. Okay, so I last week started talking about sick leave, and I was saying, you know, it's new year, new cycles. You know, let's start the year properly. Let's develop good habits, good practices, and so on. One of the things I flagged was sick leave, and I was saying it's, in fact, one of the things we were saying on the show was sick leave, and how it is. I mean, it's commonly known that sick leave is just a thing fraught with abuse. People will, I mean, I had guys quote a painting job at my house, and I said, "You're doing this on the weekend?" Or no, we got a lot of sick leave at work. We'll come in the week, sir. It's like, no, you are not going to come and paint my house while you're supposedly on sick leave. But they painted well, let me tell you. Anyway, but that's the story. So I figured we'd go straight to the source. We've got somebody who is an associate in the employment practice at Cliffdecker Hofmeyr Attorneys, Tamsanqa Mila, who's on the line. Very good morning. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much for your time, Aidan. Good morning to your listeners.
All right, so sick leave is part of basic conditions of employment and so on. When one is ill, one can absent oneself from work. I mean, that's sort of the basic understanding of what sick leave is. What is one not supposed to do, though, on sick leave? Because we often get people saying, I was sick and then I slept in the morning, and yeah, by 11, 12 o'clock I felt better, so I got up and I went to the shops and I did some shopping. You know, I mean, that kind of thing on a day when one is supposed to be sick can get you into loads of trouble, can it?
I think if you respect the recovery time given to you either by your doctor or if you can justify it, it is not much of an issue in the workplace. However, it is when you are completely dishonest about whether you are sick in the first place that it becomes a big problem for the employer.
All right, and how does one determine that? Because, you know, honesty comes in a case like this, comes in degrees, because some people aren't sick enough in the first place to be away from work. Other people are sick enough to stay home but almost feel obliged to come to work. So how would employers go about confirming that somebody is sick enough to be away from work in the first place?
Usually employers have sick leave policies, and those policies normally will say if it's a Friday or a Monday, we require you to submit a medical certificate. If it's longer than 3 days, we require you to submit a medical certificate. So in those instances, the proof of the medical certificate will definitely assist. But if it's one of those one-day during the middle of the week or during the week and not on those particularly problematic days, it becomes an issue of trust. But once you see that there's a pattern from your employee of abusing sick leave, then maybe the employer's the bona fides of the employee might be a thing to look into as the employer, because it would be quite interesting to have someone falling sick.
Sorry, I missed that. It'll be quite interesting to have somebody calling sick, and then
Often, say for instance, falling sick twice a week, twice a month.
Yeah.
So then, when the pattern starts to fall outside of the areas that employers are used to be of concern about, which is Mondays and Fridays, and you being sick over a particular number of days, I think HR or the manager, line manager, would have a reason to say, but when I look at your pattern, you've basically been away from work for X number of days over maybe a 3 week period, then they have a reason to look into it.
All right. Under which circumstances can an employer, because I've heard employers refusing either to accept or honor medical certificates, where they're saying, listen, we're not going to accept that medical certificate. We want you to see a physician or a doctor of our choosing. Does this sound like it could be standard business practice or standard labor practice?
So employers are allowed to to question the truthfulness of a medical certificate if they think that there's something untoward about it. So sometimes you will have it dated incorrectly. Sometimes you will see that it says maybe you appeared on the 3rd to confirm something that happened on the 1st. In those instances, they are allowed to question of that medical certificate, and if they want to, they may not accept it as proof of your incapacity for that period of time that you are absent from work, and that might require further investigation.
All right. Does my employer or does an employer have the right to come to my house to check that I'm sick?
I don't think the law gives the employer that much power over an employee. I don't think it can go beyond the reason that they've given. Say the reason why I was sick is because I had flu, and this is my medical certificate. You have to at least trust your employee. Unless you've got reason not to believe them, then you start to question the seriousness or the truthfulness of their alleged symptoms.
And in a case, Thamsanqa, when there is suspicion, would that then almost be acceptable as part of your investigation to do a physical check or have an employee, somebody that you mandate on behalf of the company to go and check on somebody to make sure, if you say, well, listen, there's been a pattern and we fear that there might be abuse, so therefore we are sending somebody to come and have a look.
I think that still goes quite beyond what the boundaries of an employer-employee relationship pertain to. But I think what would be within the employer's rights is to, on return, have an investigation with the employee, consider the issue of a second opinion, and if it's a habitual absence from work, consider even going for an incapacity inquiry, because it means that this person maybe is just too sick to be in the workplace. Then that idea or the suggestion you mentioned earlier of having a second opinion would be something that the employer must consider. To say this person hasn't been in the workplace for 3 out of 5 days in a week, for 4 weeks. I just want to see, we'll refer you to our own doctor. We want to see if this is something that's going to be persistent or if this is something that you were able to heal while you were away for this particular week.
All right. A couple of people are flagging or have been flagging the concept of a wellness day as opposed to a sick day. Things are just getting to you. You're not physically ill, but you almost have an injection of life. When you absent yourself from work, you maybe going to have your hair done, your nails done, you go for a bit of a massage, you take a drive to the beach and you buy yourself a Zinger burger and you sit there and you eat it, just whatever your poison is. And you come back to work the next day after having had effectively like a chill day. And you're better off and you feel a lot better and your mood is better and you're more productive. And people are saying, well, that's how I would use my sick leave, so that I will not get myself to the point that I have a bit of a meltdown or a breakdown, or I don't become ill because of what's happening at work. I mean, is there anything that as far as the application of sick leave that makes that kind of thing normal?
I think the Basic Conditions of Employment Act also call it a wellness day annual leave. So if you apply for annual leave, you're able to do whatever it is that you want to do with your time.
Yes.
So you can, yeah.
I'm looking at some messages coming through from two different people. Saying they work for one of the government agencies. I'm not going to mention which one. Let me say it. They're saying we work for the police, and when we're ill, they send officers around to us to come and check.
I'm not sure if maybe that's part of their policy to start with. But I would say that to end a bit much employee relationship. Yeah. I don't know if it's established practice that they have accepted in the SAPS, but I think when you submit a medical certificate to prove that the reason why you are away is because of maybe you had a tummy bug or or something else to that effect, then I think that should be sufficient.
All right. What about people who take sick leave when they have a partner who is sick or a child? You know, where somebody else is ill and I now need to be the caregiver. People use sick leave in that way and they say, well, that should come off my sick leave because there is illness.
Then that comes off your family responsibility.
Yeah.
Because you're not the person that's sick, it's the person you are taking care of that is sick, especially if it's a child that you are guardian of that particular leave and not out of your family responsibility. Because then when would we use that kind of leave? And then if not there, if you've exhausted that type of leave, then you look at your annual leave.
Yeah.
Because I think the main thing there is the purpose of sick leave is that you yourself are not able to come to work. Not that someone else is sick and therefore you need to take care of them.
All right, one final sort of scenario. I'm an employee at a company and I've got a colleague who's off sick. And I happen to, while I'm out and about doing whatever it is I'm doing, I see somebody who's sick or on sick leave and they're busy having lunch with a friend. Do I have the right to report that person as abusing sick leave, or do I have to take at face value and accept the fact that a doctor has put that person off ill? And if in the course of his or her sick leave, they have decided to meet up with a friend because they're off ill anyway and they need to eat and they might as well do it in the company of somebody and maybe that'll just make them feel a bit better. What do I do when I see somebody doing something that is not sort of in keeping with sick leave?
I think we must also be careful not to limit sick leave to the idea of a bedridden person.
Yes.
Sometimes you have a really bad running tummy, but it also means you can go run errands. It doesn't mean that you can't go run errands. So not every person who's booked off by a doctor is someone who's bedridden or someone who can't function at all. Sometimes it is better to not be in a work environment in order for speedier recovery, and maybe that's why a doctor would recommend that you stay at home. So if your colleague who sees another colleague at a popular restaurant while they are booked off sick, I think if they have a legitimate reason to be off sick, which is a medical certificate, that is where I would end it. If you have any other questions, you can refer to HR, but I think they would have a perfectly justifiable response to say, it doesn't mean that I can't move. Mm. It just means that I can't come to work for the purposes of my recovery.
Okay, so I should just accept if I've got a colleague who's off ill today, for instance, and I happen to see them on TV at the ODI at Newlands supporting the Proteas.
That's a very different.
Then I must just accept that they were too sick to come to work, but that runny tummy is okay enough for them to go to the cricket.
Maybe screen munch that and share it with HR or share it with your colleague.
Listen, Dubs, like that, you've been brilliant in explaining this to us. Thanks so much for your time. All right.
Thank you for your time.
Excellent. There we go. Listen, it's murky. I mean, you heard there. It's murky at best, the sick leave thing. It's part of a bigger discussion. We'll keep on talking. We're not parking it there. We're parking it for now, but we're not ending the discussion. So, I mean, that's the story. Anything you want to weigh in on? 082-222-1049.
Life begins when you invest in a